Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from the Black Rock Park Avenue Plaza in New York. It's located on Park Avenue and 53rd Avenue in Manhattan. It's a public space. It's open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. to the public, and it offers open spaces to sit and have lunch or dinner or have a conference or a meeting with co-workers or peers. It's a two-level atrium, and by now we know that atrium is an open floor plan, and it has tables and chairs and all type of different availabilities to accommodate, you know, the different types of residents, tourists, and visitors to any particular area or the building itself. And so I wanted to talk to the teens briefly. If I was pondering in my mind and I was thinking, like, where can we find atriums every day, you know, if you're not from a, you know, big city like Manhattan. And I was thinking to myself, I said, possibly, you know, a food court at the mall. It's a very similar situation that you can find that looks like an atrium. Sometimes it looks like an open floor plan with tables and chairs, big giant windows, eateries, gift shops, and, you know, just the food court portion of a mall or a plaza anywhere is definitely like an atrium. And you might have smaller corner spaces like at Kmart or at Walmart or something like that, or smaller Starbucks at the Target. But at the same time, taking in each particular shop or eatery helps you to gain new experience, even if it's just a new promo item. So when you can't find an atrium, we encourage you here at A Theory of Parenting to go to, you know, the various malls in your county, in your state, and in your town. And don't forget, if you're in Asbury Park, New Jersey, or nearby in Neptune, where we are from, the creator here, co-creator Markel Green and myself, there's always the downtown area near the beach, the shorefront, and also up Cookman. Everything is newly developed. There's art galleries. There are new eateries. Everything is new, is redefined, is redeveloped. And so all of you who think you may know the old city, you have another thing coming if you haven't gone up you know, the old new beachfront all the way back from the beach on the boardwalk. Come all the way up to Main Street, and you can walk the different various routes, and on the different various routes of the walk, you'll find so much to do that it'll take you a couple of days to do it if you're even from the area or if you are a visitor. So I wanted to just reiterate that you can find atriums, sunrooms, and different things like that in the malls. That's an excellent place to go. And also I wanted to say, if you're at your school, and Markel, you have an awesome showcase that if you have visitors or people, you know, talk to you about this show, don't forget to tell them to visit places like the room where your mascot is kept. You have a giant-sized Neptune god, and he's enclosed in his own room that was built for him, and it's a glass room, and, you know, it's a you know, has a panoramic view, and it's also a beautiful tourist attraction for your area. So don't forget to tell people that you can also find something very inviting when you're not in the atrium itself. Okay, so I wanted to tell you about Black Rock Park Avenue Atrium, and it has a Morgan Stanley two-level atrium, and there are stores in it like Singular Edition, Starbucks, Fine Swiss Chocolate, Chartwell Books, and there's a gallery of pictures, and it has different artists, like musicians in there, and recording artists like Miles Davis, the Bee Gees, Ella Fitzgerald, and more. There's also a live piano player that was here. When I came in, the music was playing, so the atmosphere is very cool and relaxing. And this is one of the places that was listed on untappedcities.com, and this was under the top 10. So we are trying to do the top 10. And so they also have a corner store, and there's a beautiful wall slogan. This place, it seems to be under renovation to some extent, and there's signs everywhere saying pardon our construction efforts, but there's a wall slogan on these pasties, and it says, sit, reflect, calm, walk, love, create, read, eat, converse, play, relax, and be. So underneath those particular coverings, there are beautiful green slab rock. This place is covered with beautiful green slab rock, and it's also adorned with gold trim. So there's a lot of beauty going around, and there's a lot of silver trim, and there's like a lot of decorative finishes in here. Excusing the construction efforts. So I wanted to come here today because last night, which was May 14th, between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m., I went to the Museum of Art and Design, and that's on 2 Columbus Circle between Broadway and 8th Street in Manhattan, New York. The website is www.madmuseum.org. That's madmuseum.org. And it was a pay-as-you-wish type situation, and that means it was a free night. And when it's a free night, it's pay-as-you-wish, but if it's, which the lady explained to me, is a donation effort. So it's pay-as-you-wish, whatever you wish to pay, starting from, if you said a dollar up to whatever your maximum donation would be. She said, but you're encouraged to pay $5 is what we're asking, but it's up to you to pay whatever you want. So I paid the $5 as requested, and I went into the museum. Now, the current exhibit is Ralph Pucci, P-U-C-C-I, and he has his display or exhibit featuring the art of the mannequin. So it was not just a plain skin-colored mannequin. They were naked and nude models, and they had either ivory white skin or black skin. But the twist on this particular exhibit was there was a gold skin type model. And so, whatever your, ideas about that or ideals about that, it was up to you to decide. But for me, it was like, the gold was, some people think it could have been an Oscar-type person. Some people think it's the highly dressed person or the finest dressed person. Some people believe there's bodies of people, that use that color as a part of their, MO or logo or, any expression of clothing and uniform. The black seemed to depict the black and white because they were hugging. But for whatever reason, it says this was a renowned New York-based designer who is widely regarded for his innovative approaches to mannequin design. His mannequins not only expand the parameters of sculpture form, but reflect major cultural trends in the past three decades and serve as an agent to change an attitude to the body, fashion, and the individual identity. So they were also shaped a little bit different from our traditional mannequins, and I guess that's what this is all about, watching what the storefronts are doing, who is in the limelight as far as shape and body type, and what type of fashions these particular people wore, and, also reflecting some type of, self-identity and individualism in this new wave of mannequins. So they were featured, and they had different postures and poses, so that was really good to see. The next exhibit on the third floor was Richard Estes, at E-S-T-E-S, and his was paintings from the New York City area. So basically, he looked like he hadn't traveled far from the museum and captured an element outside of the museum itself, and had made these pictures. They looked like portraits. They might be paintings, like photography pictures, but possibly their porch paintings. But they look like he, pictured everything right outside the museum, and that's what they said in the blurb. It says his works are presented by quintessential New York artist and enduring leader of a photorealistic movement, providing an unprecedented sight into the artist's creative process. The exhibition revealed a full range of paintings and works on paper, including his photographs, screen, silk screens, and woodcuts. And, it just goes on and on and on. But basically, it was like something that was New York-based, and New York was the canvas or the subject. And, you know, they basically just did a lot of stuff, and it was wonderful because when you start to travel and you look and you tour for a while, you know, everything means everything about this particular city. And when you go abroad, you see a lot of reflection about the New York area, and especially Manhattan. So once you become, you know, familiar with it because you travel it, you visit the different places, you see that, you know, it's a thematic approach to some type of collection, you know, pieces that were done before when they used skylines and different things. You take that home. I even recently sent Markel Green, the co-creator of the Area Paranormal Blog Talk Radio, a one of these skyline pictures that you can get from the vendors on the street. And I purchased one of them, and I sent it to him. He got it, and he thought it was awesome, you know, because you're just going to keep saying, I visited that place, and I love that place, and I have, you know, souvenirs from that place, but also a portion of the caliber of the place. You know, it's, you know, it's more than anything, you know, most people expect. It's bigger than some downtown areas in bigger states. And, you know, it's a concentration on an island and, you know, of buildings. And those buildings, you know, are reflective, and it has a huge impact. And so, you know, kind of like always want to send things to say, you know, I was there, or I'll have something in my life from there like that later, you know, even if it's just a small keepsake or a big chandelier, or if it's, you know, some gold building you're going to do on a picture frame or wall. You know, it seems like you want to carry something with you. So, you know, he's reflective in that. I mean, his is mostly about transit, but it's still a strong element when you have to get back and forth to wherever its impact. So then on the fourth or fifth floor, there was Pathmakers, which was Women in Art, Crafts and Designs, Mid-Century and Today. And this particular says, in the 1950s and 60s, when the world of art and design were dominated by men, women such as Sheila Hicks and Ruth Asawa challenged the status quo with innovative works in textiles, ceramics, and metal. The exhibit demonstrates the importance of contributions of women in modern to post-war visual culture, and the legacy today is reflected in the work of contemporary artists. So it basically, to me, reminded me, the Pathmaker, which I really saw, reminded me of an Chinese woman with her feet bound in heavy tape or, you know, heavy cloth, and, you know, she was so bound that she couldn't walk. Well, in this particular, it's black and white, and there's a person sitting on a chair or stool, but it seems that the chair can move from under the person's foot, and he has to stay well structured and balanced, you know, like on a unicycle, in order to keep his chair. And so the person was battling with that, and, you know, it kept battling with keeping the chair. And, you know, although, you know, he won the battle, he could sit and rest, or she could sit and rest, it still was a battle just to have that particular seat. So, you know, it's a cross-culture, you know, relevance, like a Negro in chains. You know, it was just something that, or maybe there's more elegant spaces up, you know, from others, you know, in the Negro community. You know, it just was a sort of a submissive type bondage-looking situation to me. Like, but, you know, if you can hold on to that chair and keep it under you, you can sit there. But if you can't, then, you know, you don't have a chair. It was really graphic. You know, so then the next floor was the sixth floor, artist studios, project space, and it was just basically a replication of a studio where, you know, pots were made, where different types of weave type patterns and different types of cloths were made with designs on them. And it was just like, you know, just being able to create and then let everything dry and let everything prepare for killing, and, you know, just somehow in that those spaces where it looks like the artist is nothing but creating, because of his delicate, you know, artistic nature, the studio then becomes a gallery of itself, and it looked just like a part of the creative process, looked like a part of the showroom. And downstairs, some of the showroom pieces, you know, and the way that things were exhibited did actually look as disciplined and organized as the studio itself. So I did enjoy that. I had a chance to peep upstairs at the Robert, which is a contemporary American cuisine diner or cafe. And if you want more information, you can go to www.robertnyc.com. and you'll find out how to schedule a reservation for that or how to walk in for there. There were jewelry exhibits. There were a lot of craft exhibits. You know, there was a lot more going on, some abstract stuff, circles, black and paint with a design, something like a pinwheel or something. So they had a lot of stuff going on there. I really enjoyed it. It was, you know, I guess worth it. But if for me, I actually did 20 minutes and walked right through. I wasn't captivated. The building itself was the best art piece that they had showcased there. The building itself was a piece of art, the way it was shaped, the way it's designed, the way it's sitting on an island across from Columbus Circle and Central Park and then the Columbus Shops, so Time Warner building. And so it was sitting right there in the middle, and it's sort of like a beautiful piece of artwork itself, inside and out. And you don't get the full expression of that because it wasn't, like, really catered to it in that matter, but yet I still grasp that idea. So I did enjoy it a lot. And I hope if you get a chance to visit that you'll take in this particular museum. Some of the museums are not as big as some of the other museums that they have here, like the Met, but these are other gallery-type situations where, you know, maybe a school may have a gallery or your hallway in the school has, like, showcases. This was more of a situation like that, and you can do it floor-to-floor with showcases in your own school. So don't forget to check out what's in your school showcase or gallery. Gallery or hallways, because some of this stuff is coming off in those particular efforts that, you know, it's very uniquely done, but it can be done in a smaller space, and that those efforts still help the up-and-coming artists and new and prominent artists of today. So that's our time for this particular show. Don't get lost and don't sit on the couch and, you know, do nothing. There are plenty of things to do. That's our show. Until next time.